Good morning, Ronald.
Hey, good morning, Phil. Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much for joining me. Now, firstly, what are your initial impressions on the prospects of Australia getting its own space agency?
Oh, yeah, look, I think it's a great idea. I mean, Australia's smart for doing it. Of course, with the review, it's nothing's concrete yet, but right now, there's $420 billion. That's $420 billion business, or sorry, industry for space around the world. Now, if Australia, if we got our stuff together, which I'm sure we will, we always do, 1% of that would be $4.2 billion. And that's quite a big chunk of change. I mean, we could probably help supplement real estate and mining as part of our economy.
Well, it is a huge chunk of change, as you said. And some people are saying that a national space program could make Australia more attractive to the likes of space powerhouse NASA. Will this kind of degree of competition foster more of a drive for space exploration, or will it be potentially focusing on technology advancement and things like that?
I think it'll be a little bit of both. I mean, we've already had a few big players in the space arena, Elon Musk, saying that we're going to be in Mars within, I think it's 50 years or less than that, probably. And we've already sent vehicles to Mars. That's part of the space program as well. And I believe we're going to do it. We're also positioned in a really good spot. So when the rest of the world, the other side of the world, NASA loses calm because of the way the Earth is positioned, we have communications with us. We still have communications with space. So we're positioned well for that. And the other thing, too, is right now, Australia, if we need to put a satellite up, we have to borrow or piggyback on someone else's rockets. So if we had something on that, then anything we needed to send up into space for satellites or for communications, we could do it ourselves and save money, bring back jobs here, and potentially become a really big player or a larger player in the whole industry.
It would be fantastic to see. Yeah. At the moment, there are currently only two states, which have signed on to the prospect of a National Space Agency. How can the government best cope with this somewhat limited involvement thus far?
Oh, that's easy. Tax incentives. That always gets me motivated. So it would be tax incentives. Or one thing I love about the Australian government is that it's really good at motivating certain industries that are, say, hurting for people or showing a promise. And that we see that in aviation. So aviation is a identified area for the states to be an important area that we focus on. And then also the federal government is motivated as well. So it'll be pretty easy for them. They've done it in the past where they've motivated everybody to get on board. And all it would have to take is one state get a large contract, say $100 million even, towards space, in the space industry, and then every state in Australia would want a piece of that.
Well, speaking about money a little bit, now you mentioned that there's a huge amount of money to potentially be made in, you know, getting a hand in the space action. What sort of cost are we looking at, though, in trying to establish this Australia's own space agency?
Oh, that's a great question. So that's the part where the government can really come in and make a difference. So there's going to be a lot of infrastructure, infrastructure expenditure at first. You know, you have to build the infrastructure a lot like how they have, like they've done for NASA at Cape Canaveral. They could do it here. The good thing about Australia, we've got all these spots, lots of space for a launching pad for space observations, space factories, things that build things for space. And that's where the government could come in and make it where it's they build out the infrastructure. Good thing about building infrastructure is that 30, 40, 50 years from now, you're still seeing benefit from that, just like NASA. Remember, only going back probably 60, 70 years, NASA was very small and not very large funded. And now they're putting equipment out to Mars, people into space regularly. Haven't done a moon trip in a while, but they're constantly putting satellites up for GPS and other things. So I could see that happening here if we focused on it. And I think it'd be great for the economy. It'd be great for people. The other thing, too, that's really good about space is it hires people at the high wage level. And that would trickle through the economy greatly. Much like mining does, it could be on that level of pay. You know, $140,000, $150,000 a year is probably, I'd have to check, but probably $100,000 to $140,000 a year is the average pay for NASA. Probably more than that, but that would definitely help Australia out.
Yeah, right. Well, it's... Yeah, interesting you mentioned about NASA's investment in space, you know, decades ago, really coming up for them in the future. And it does seem like a great time for Australia to be getting on board with things if we are looking at the prospect of space travel and, you know, moving to Mars and things like that in as soon as Elon Musk is predicting. Now, you spoke about employment. The sector in Australia is already employing a few people, but it's forecast to go up by a lot if the space agency does come into fruition. How is the employment sector going to cope? Are there enough people who are being trained in this sort of field to properly fill out an office space?
Not initially, but that's where I work at the university. That's where the universities will come in. We'll create units or courses or programs that would feed those in. And then people around the world, especially if you build a really good program, a great example would be Harvard. Harvard's known, they probably don't even have to advertise, right? So Harvard attracts people to its business school, same way Embry-Riddle in Florida attracts people to its space program. We could do the same thing here. And then the graduates would be switched on, space-oriented, knowledgeable in the space areas, and look, the other side, too, we already have that capability at a lot of the universities for the engineering programs. And then that would just be a good fit where now you're just doing it in space, which means lighter, stronger, and less failure, less failure rates. Because you don't want it to fail in space.
Yeah.
So there's a really good, I'm plugging a movie here, but there's a really good movie to watch about Martian, it's called, and it's a really good one to watch because I watched during the making of it, and they talked about how 95% of it is true, that movie. And that means that we only have to work on 5% of the issues to be able to get to Mars. So that's coming, and then we're constantly sending things up for communications. For Australia would be perfect for the communication satellites, and then also for the big dishes, I think it's in Parks. We already have a dish in Parks, but we can expand on the communication side of it as well.
Mm. I suppose that's the dish that was involved in all of the space stuff many decades ago. Ronald, very interesting, very exciting prospects, the idea of Australia getting into the space biz. Thanks so much for joining us to have a chat about what could happen.
Yeah, thanks for having me, and thanks to your listeners. Appreciate it. Thanks.